Okay, it's nothing compared to what our founding fathers had to contend with, nor does it compare to the weighty issues facing our country today. But still, when the 4th of July falls on a Wednesday, celebrating can become a serious summer dilemma. NPR's Tobias Smith has more.
With the 4th of July barbecues and fireworks smack in the middle of the work week, what's a worker to do?
It's just confusing for the week. You know, do you take a couple of days before or after? It's confusing.
Like, even, like, my job doesn't even know what to do because, like, they don't know if they should give us off, like, on a weekend or in the middle of the week or last weekend. So, yeah.
It's a mess.
It is, definitely.
Tom Leone, a volunteer firefighter in Boston, and Tiago Manso, a waiter, ended up taking 2 days midweek. Steve Spott, visiting Boston from Philadelphia, took the whole week.
I only have to take 4 days off and I get a 5-day vacation.
Bonus.
That's a good deal.
Everything's on sale on 4th of July, right? Even vacation.
That's right.
But there are many not celebrating.
Oh, miserable.
40-year-old truck driver Kevin Healy says he needs to save his vacation days for Christmas, so he has to miss the 4th this year.
No partying, because he got to work the next day. It's ridiculous.
Dreadful. Dreadful.
Some business owners, like general contractor Matt Tripp and architect Bill Whitlock, have their own complaints.
Productivity, we basically lost a week, easily.
Yeah.
Because staff didn't show up.
Yeah, they're not here.
We're all that's left.
They'd like to see lawmakers ensure that Independence Day is always a long weekend, not a week.
It should be like Thanksgiving. First Friday or Monday of July, every year. I think you'd get a lot of voter support.
Together on the count of three, we're going to dump the sea into the sea.
Down the street at the Boston Tea Party Ships and Museum, tourists are reenacting a different grievance.
1, 2, 3, over the side! Huzzah!
Tourist traffic here was light on Monday and Tuesday, but Executive Director Sean Ford is counting on the end of the week.
We hope it's coming. We certainly do hope it's coming.
But either way, Ford says the holiday should not be changed.
We got to celebrate the 4th on the 4th.
Because it's
our nation's birthday.
Love it or hate it, the 4th of July won't fall on a Wednesday again for more than a decade. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.